Hi, I'm Mark Schweigert, and I'm an application development architect at Microsoft. Today I'm going to show you how easy it is to communicate from a Windows Azure web or worker role to an on-premises server sitting behind your firewall using Windows Azure Connect. Windows Azure Connect enables you to build what many are calling hybrid solutions today. And hybrid solutions basically are the idea of applications and systems that you build that aren't all cloud or all on-premise. Instead, they're composed of pieces that exist both on cloud and on-premises within your enterprise behind your own firewall. What Windows Azure Connect allows you to do is create a secure IPsec-based connection between your on-premise server and roles running in Windows Azure. Let's say, for example, you already have an application that uses SQL Server's transparent data encryption capability, but you're considering moving to the cloud. As it stands right now, SQL Azure doesn't support transparent data encryption, and so one approach would be to take all of your web load and your worker processing load and move it into Windows Azure, but keep your SQL Server on-premise and allow your Windows Azure web and worker roles to communicate to your on-premise SQL Server. There are other scenarios like being able to make Windows Azure applications domain joined to your corporate directory, as well as others. Today, I'll walk you through all the mechanics of what it takes to use Windows Azure Connect to allow a web role to talk to an on-premise SQL Server running behind, in this case, Microsoft's firewall. Okay, so we'll start off by looking at my SQL Server database here. It has one table, and it's just got some information in it. I have an already created Windows Azure web role project. It's very simple. I've added an ADO.NET entity data model here, so I can communicate with the database. You can go ahead and look at my web config, and you'll notice here if I look at my connection string for my entity data model, I'm pointing to a server name, an initial database name. I won't scroll over so you can see my password, but I'm going to be connecting to this local SQL Server database. And if we look at the default.aspx file here, it's a very simple ASP.NET page that uses the entity data source to read data from the entity data model and data bind a grid view to that data. So if I just control F5 this to deploy it into the Windows Azure local compute environment, go ahead and run it. What you'll see here is the data from my database presented in this web page. Now what we want to do is go through the steps of enabling the configuration of Windows Azure Connect such that I can deploy this to Windows Azure and from my Windows Azure web role still communicate to my local database sitting behind Microsoft's firewall. To get started, you're going to need to install a piece of software on your server that you want to be able to communicate to from Windows Azure. Once you've logged into the Windows Azure portal, you'll need to come down to the virtual network area and select Install Local Endpoint. And this tells us to copy a link to the clipboard to start a local client install. So let's go ahead and install this software. It's a pretty quick install. I'll go ahead and select Run here. Accept the license agreement. Select Next. All right, now that the installation is complete, I'll click Finish. What you'll notice down here in the tray is the Windows Azure Connect endpoint software. Now you'll get a little warning here that says we have limited connectivity. That's to be expected because we're not done with the setup. All right, so we'll come back into the Windows Azure portal. And notice when I click refresh role information, we can now see my computer is connected through Windows Azure Connect. So we'll go ahead and create a group. Call this Mark SC AZRCon. Go ahead and select my endpoint, click OK. And then what we want to do is we want to connect this machine to some Windows Azure roles, and in my case, just a Windows Azure web role that can talk back to this machine. You'll notice that I don't actually have any web roles to select just yet. That's okay, we'll go ahead and click Create. And if I right-click over here and select Refresh Policy, You'll see that it's not configured to connect just yet, so we can go over here and select Diagnostics. It'll tell us what's going on. So this is helpful as you start to figure out why Windows Azure Connect may or may not be working. I'll tell you that in all the times that I've tried Windows Azure Connect, I've never had any problems getting any of this up and running, so bear with us as we finish out the steps. So now we're going to come over to Visual Studio, and we're just going to deploy through the Publish option our Windows Azure web role. And I've already got this wired up to deploy to the right spot, so we'll just go ahead and click OK. So we'll see that Visual Studio is now publishing this up to Windows Azure. Gives us a little bit of information of what's going on. We can also come back to the Windows Azure portal, come over to Hosted Services, and now that we see that our Windows Azure web role is in fact in the process of deploying, right now it's in the stop state, we'll give this a few minutes. Once we're done, we'll come back and test a few things out. While we're waiting for this, though, there are a couple other things that we can do. We can come back over to our Windows Firewall, because what will happen is in most configurations, this actually won't work until you configure an inbound rule for the SQL Server database. So what we'll do is we'll come in here, we'll create a new rule, and we'll go ahead and do it based on a port, TCP, and SQL Server uses 1433. We'll select Next. I'll allow the connection if it is secure. And since Windows Azure Connect, in fact, uses IPsec, this is a secure connection. We'll go ahead and finish up through this wizard. And we don't need domain, we don't need public. We can just stick with private, because this is essentially a virtual private network from Windows Azure to our single machine sitting behind this firewall. That's an important thing to note, is that the only way that this works is because we have the Windows Azure Connect software running on this machine. That does not mean that something running in a Windows Azure web role or worker role can talk to other machines behind your firewall. It's only this machine. So we'll call this MARCSC, AZRCon. Another important point is that with this notion of groups, you can actually connect different machines behind different firewalls and enable them to connect through this IPsec connection through Windows Azure as well, using Windows Azure Connect. But for this example, we're just talking from a Windows Azure web role to an on-premises SQL Server. All right, let's go back over to the Windows Azure Management portal. All right, so our web role has been deployed to Windows Azure and is ready. Now, if I actually come onto this web role, and I actually try to view it in the browser, you're going to see that we'll get an ASP.NET exception, which is to be expected, or in this case, we'll get a custom error page, which is to be expected, because at this point, the Windows Azure web role has no idea how to communicate to this SQL Server, because we haven't completed the relationship with Windows Azure Connect. So let's go back to the Windows Azure Management portal. Go back to our virtual network section. And for this group, we want to go ahead and edit the group. And so we'll go ahead and add that web role. Click Save. We'll see that our group was updated successfully. Now if we come down here to the Windows Azure Connect software, we'll go ahead and click Refresh Policy. You'll see now that this endpoint is configured to connect and can connect to other resources in Windows Azure Connect. Now if we come back to our home page, the one deployed in Windows Azure, we'll click Refresh, and you'll see that we in fact are displaying our data from our on-premises SQL Server database within a Windows Azure web role. And just for good measure, we'll come in here and we'll type something like delete me, just to add something to the database. We'll come back over to our web role. Again, this is the one running in Windows Azure. And I'll hit refresh. And there we go. Delete Me shows up right in the web page. So the goal of this screencast was to show you how easy it is to get up and running with Windows Azure Connect and to get you to start thinking about scenarios where you might use hybrid solutions where you have parts of your software running in Windows Azure or parts of your overall application running in Windows Azure and parts of it running on premises behind your firewall, depending on what pieces make sense to run where.